response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Everything.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
There are no major incidents, but I-235 South is slow heading onto K-96 eastbound. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
It's a control C, control V, or in other words, copy and paste forecast today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again. A high of 78, south winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Increasing clouds, south winds, and upper 50s tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, clearing late tomorrow. A high of 75, continued breezy. Mostly cloudy, warmer on Thursday. Highs in the low 80s with evening thunderstorms. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Odyssey Sports Draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. And by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
A collapse in the Garden. The Hawks steal game two from the Knicks. The story is New York. They only hit two shots in the final 5.5 minutes of the game. This is an unacceptable loss. The Knicks are a championship caliber team. They have championship aspirations. Their owner has said as much, and you lose a game and let CJ McCollum steal one from you in 2026? That can't happen. I'm Dan Dan.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you. Crestview Country Club, great supporter of the program. It's a little windy, but hey. You get out there and you golf right through it anyway. 36 holes, they are getting them in great shape, looking good. Fairways looking green. Everything's good out there. The North and the South course. If you haven't been out and seen the South course in a few years, it's outstanding out there. Give Crestview a call. Tell them we sent you from Sports Daily. Go take a tour. See the facilities. Have a good time. And we appreciate their support. All right. Paul, a couple of comments here. One, Anthony says, good to have you in this morning, Paul. And he needs some help with his fantasy picks on DraftKings and FanDuel. Anthony, I don't know that I'm going to take a swing and say that that is not Paul Savage's area of expertise. The fantasy sports apps daily, DraftKings. But, you know, look. That's Paul. Do you have good daily fantasy picks?
I'm not sure. You know, people have always asked me, do I do fantasy football or fantasy anything? And I say, no, I do real football.
Yeah, that's why I could have scripted that for you, Paul. All right. So Rick says that Bain dominated on the field, doesn't care about arm length. I generally speaking, I agree with that sentiment. It's Jacob Rodriguez is a player that like that. Does he fit the mold? Does he do those things? But he's not. We're not talking about picking him at pick nine. That's where Bain is getting drafted. And so I'm with you. Like, great players are great players. I'm just not sure. I think he's better. Well, I don't think he's better than Reese or Bailey. It's, you know, is he better than Tyson or Downs or Delane or some of these other names? Rick also does not like Bailey, which he said before, because he's not a run defender. Okay. I think Chris Jones in there gives you a little latitude and a little freedom to do that. I think the Chiefs have needed, Paul, an elite quarterback sacking edge rusher. When was the last time they had a really, really good to elite edge rusher that was disruptive?
Well,
Chris Jones has been, you know, one of the best players of a generation but he comes up the middle at his strength. They've even tried putting him out there, Paul. Mm-hmm. They spent more money and draft resources on Frank Clark and then Felix Anudike Uzama. And, you know, they've drafted guys high, and they've had okay players out there and players that have been moderately productive. But you got to go back a while to say, man, there was that truly elite, you know, offense disrupting edge rusher that's going to put pressure on their quarterback every time. It's been a while. And a lot of the reason for that, Paul, is they never pick high enough. Like, that's a position where talent usually shines through. Like, if you go look at all the elite edge rushers across the NFL, a lot of them were really high draft picks. You know, like, that's just kind of, it's one of those positions. It's like quarterback. It's harder to find them later in a draft.
Mm-hmm. And they look different than Chris Jones, don't they? They don't look like...
Well, it's a different position.
It's a different position. It's a totally different position. And, of course, the way that the way most defenses are, you know, as long as you don't have a defensive end running up past the quarterback, you're going to be okay, and particularly in terms of run. And, of course, let's face it, run is wonderful. We always talk about you got to be able to run the football, and, boy, is that ever a luxury. But in a league like the NFL, the real luxury is being able to throw the ball for about 400 yards a game, and that's the real luxury. And that's what most NFL offenses are going to be involved with, which makes the edge rusher all that more. But the 6'4", you get hands up. The certain thing about 6'4 guys is their wingspan is usually longer than 6'1", 6'2 guys. And, you know, hands up in the passing lanes is always huge. And if you have ever been around a practice, Jacob, how many times you hear a defensive line coach yell, hands up when the ball's released. Get the hands in the passing lanes. And, you know, you get a lot of, you know, passes knocked down. That's the way this position works. There's a reason. Great teams have great edge rushers. I mean, they just have them. And every great team has got at least one. And by the way, there's such a different body type than a lot of the positions because it's bigger than a linebacker, but it's also a different body type than an offensive lineman or an interior defensive lineman. It's such a different body type the way the game has evolved. And we all understand why, because pressure on the quarterback, you always want the eyes of the quarterback on the pass rush, not the receivers downfield, and that's sort of the key to that, right?
Yeah, and I hate that this has gotten – Reuben Bain was one of my favorite college football players. He was
How could
so
it not
fun
be?
To watch.
Jersey number one? So how much do you like that?
And I'll say this again. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to say, oh, I'll be just so disappointed if the Chiefs take Bain at 9. That's not the case at all. If they look at Bain and they see it, I'm fine watching him hopefully become a great player. I just prefer one of the other two guys. That's all I'm saying. I prefer one of the two other guys. And if the Chiefs at all are having, like, if they get to that position and it's like, okay, we've got Downs and we've got Tyson and we've got Delane and we've got Bain, and, you know, not all those guys are going to be there, but let's just say in a vacuum that they are, and you're like, you know, I kind of like these other guys maybe a little more, but Bain's what we really need, and, you know, maybe we evaluate him a little lower, but let's just go ahead and take it. That's what I don't want to see him do. At that point, I think you like whatever this turns out to be, I hope the Chiefs take what they feel like is the 9th best player on their draft board, mm-hmm. or trade up to try to get somebody else a little higher, or right, somebody falls and maybe they get lucky and whoever they evaluate as their 5th best player's down there. What I don't want to see him do is say, you know, he might be our 15th best player on our board, but we kind of need that, so let's just go ahead and take him there. That's what I don't want to see him do.
By the way, let me just throw out one scenario. Now, this is crazy. You know, if you don't want to even discuss this, it's okay with me. It's just one of those little things. You remember about a month and a half ago, you and I were doing a show, and we were talking about the pick that the Chiefs might make at number 9. And we had been talking about how much love Jeremiah Love was getting. Remember that? I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah.
But we were talking about that. You know, Jeremiah Love, I mean, could he fall to 9? If he fell to 9, no. Would you take – well, he's not going
to
fall.
They signed Kenneth Walker to a massive deal. This came up the other day. You signed Kenneth Walker to a big contract. If Jeremiah Love fell to 9, do you just find a way to use them both?
Boy, I'll tell
you. You know, like I wonder about that. I just can't see it, Paul. He might be the best player in this draft. It is really hard for me to imagine.
Oh God!
That we get to the point where he falls. That means nobody's traded up to get him. That means he has fallen past a couple of teams who could use him desperately.
Well, trading up for him is out of the
is that Commanders. And the Cardinals. I'm not convinced the Cardinals don't just take him at 3. That you know, like it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If the Chiefs thought there was any world that might happen, I don't think they'd have taken Kenneth Walker.
Well, then I'm assuming that. So then you're saying that there's no chance in hell that the Chiefs are going to trade up to take Jeremiah Love.
No, oh no, for sure not. No chance after Walker.
Probably.
I mean,
not.
They paid Walker. He's getting top money.
All right.
Walker's making big money.
Well, so Jeremiah Love's getting a lot of love. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean,
he's awesome.
He is awesome.
They're not going to trade up to get him.
Okay. Well, I was just saying it wasn't that long ago. Boy, there was a lot of talk that he was.
Well, right, but that was probably before they took Kenneth Walker. Now, if had they not made the decision to take Kenneth Walker,
all right, good point.
Then I would be pretty inclined to try it. But you know, when you've invested that much in a running back already, now I do think they need to walk out of this draft. Probably, well, I don't know what they need to do at that position. They need to you know, because you can go free agency at that point. It's an interesting draft because they do have so many needs. Like, they're going to have to draft well this year if they want a chance to win a Super Bowl. I think if they want a chance to win a Super Bowl, they're going to need probably 3 or 4 players out of this draft to be starters.
Right.
Because they just have holes to fill.
Right. Well, that's what most NFL teams are looking for. They're not looking NFL for just
teams,
guys.
But
to,
there are NFL teams where that doesn't need to happen. I don't think for them to win a title. And for a lot of years, Paul, that's been the Chiefs. They've missed on a lot of early picks, and it hasn't really affected them. But, you know, the collection of that happening kind of catches up with you a little bit, right? Like, right. You're running out of players. And or you've hit on a great pick, and now they end up costing you a lot of money. Is Paul Savage disappointed if the Chiefs sit here and take a right tackle?
Well, it's not what I would do. You can get those guys in other ways, if you know what I mean. And there are some good ones out there that, you know, I would think that are there for the taking if you just make that deal. No, I'm looking for guys that can break games wide open for me in one way or the other. A sack in the right place is one of those deals. A knockdown pass or a pick is another one of those deals for cornerbacks. You know, that offensive receiver that can run a fade, and he's either going to get the DB's either going to get called for pass interference, or he's going to make the catch. One of those two things is going to happen. Those are the kind of guys that you're looking for in the first round. You're looking for guys that can come in and make a difference right off the get-go, and that's the way it's got to be. And I think edge is probably where that is at this point right now. At least that's what I think. I could be totally wrong. Time will tell. But that's what the Chiefs have to do. That guy that makes a difference starting game one.
Yeah, I think at 9 you got to have that too. They're
got to have it.
You know, you want to trust Spags to get it figured out, but they've got some needs back there. I think they need to find a starting corner. I think they need a pass rusher of some sort. I mean, you're going to need 3 guys on that defense. And listen, this happens all the time. Like, teams do this. The Chiefs did it. The Chiefs have done this before. They've put together a draft where they retooled the defense. Bing, bang, boom, here we go. So it can be done. And they just happen to have the draft capital to get it done because they didn't have a good year last year. But they didn't have a good year last year for a reason, Paul. And they've got to get younger and more talented. This is another year right now where you're looking at it and you're like, okay, what's the hope of this season? Well, you got Travis Kelce back. Chris Jones is still here. And Patrick Mahomes is coming off an ACL injury. We've heard, you know, that we've last year it was kind of that, right? We were going to do this. Now that, you know, if Josh Simmons is fine and we think he's fine, the offensive line looks a little better. They invested in running back. I think it'll look a little different for the Chiefs this year. And man, I'd love to see him lean all the way into that and just really try to get some real playmakers on defense. And then we say all of that, Paul. And wide receivers sitting there. And you love the receivers. And it doesn't really fit probably what you think the direction they're headed is. But if you look a little bit down the road into the future, you know you're going to need one. And one of these two elite receivers is sitting there. I think that's an option too for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
What a wild and interesting draft. I want to get Paul's thoughts on Fernando Mendoza. We'll get more into the Royals game last night as well in the next hour. And Paul'd like to talk a little NBA playoffs, and we'll do it. We'll have more Sports Daily. Don't go away.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita, K248CY Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.